The Rio Dell City Council held their regularly scheduled meeting on Tuesday, August 6th. The council discussed the Wildwood Avenue streetscape project, which is scheduled to begin construction on August 12th. Orange cones have now been placed along Wildwood Avenue to indicate where the new center islands will be placed down the length of the main roadway through town. The redesign will continue the theme started in the Gateway project with the landscaped island and the Welcome to Rio Dell sign. The first island, located near the Eagle Prairie Bridge, will also include a $16,000 town clock, which has strongly been advocated for by Mayor Jack Thompson. Two art pedestals were added to other center islands at the request of the Eagle Prairie Arts District in order to showcase local artwork. The additions to the streetscape project, along with a contingency fund, will be paid for with just over $68,000 from the general fund, as the $500,000 in grant money for the project is not enough. The council continued their discussion of the proposed changes to the rate structure for wastewater and the sewer connection fee increase. There was concern by some members of the council about the change from the billing tenants for the utilities to now billing the property owners in order to prevent customers from skipping out on their bills when they move out of a rental property. The change to billing homeowners would allow the city to place a lien on the property for any remaining balance, as described by Finance Director Stephanie Bouchain.
Council has repeatedly been concerned about all of the write-offs. If we put all of the utility accounts in the owner's names, writing off accounts would no longer be an issue because we could lien properties. But we can only lien the property owners, which means that the property owner needs to be responsible for the accounts.
The change would also allow the city to bill the fixed rate every month, whether or not a property is occupied. There is continuing debate over the issue, and a future study session will be scheduled. Mayor Thompson asked that the council consider passing the sewer connection rate increase, which amounts to a 547% increase from $950 to $5,220 for all new connections, while the debate over the other aspects of the billing change continues. There is a proposed adult housing development by Danco, which would include a number of new connections, and Thompson is concerned that the increase would not be passed in time to include that project in the higher rates. Community Development Director Kevin Caldwell and Bouchain clarified that the Danco project is not projected to begin until 2015.
It's my understanding that they're not going to pay all of the connection fees on day one. Is that correct? They will only pay them as they build them. Is that correct?
That's what they originally said, and they're not actually scheduled. They don't anticipate getting permits or starting construction until the spring of 2015.
So our connection fee wouldn't be impacted by their schedule?
Based on what they've told us.
Once the council has finalized their plan for the rate changes, then public hearings will be scheduled, and there will be an opportunity to file a protest. If 50% plus one object to the changes, then they will not proceed. The next City Council meeting will be held on Tuesday, August 20th at 6:30 in City Hall. This has been Sharon Wolf with the RioDellTimes.com reporting for KMUD Radio.